Hey guys.
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. And this week, after, you know, some bonus episodes last week, double, that was pretty fun, we're talking all about what is underneath perfectionism. Because if somebody has the answers, we need to know, because we are suffering, for real.
Yeah, we know that we're asking the question, and so it sounds like we would have the answers, but we actually don't.
We might have some.
Sorry.
But, like, haven't worked for us yet.
Yeah, I mean, and even the, quote, answers we do have, they just lead to more questions. So, really, don't know what we're going to get out of this episode, except for more questions, but sometimes that's okay.
That's so funny. But, like, actually, for real, I do think we have some, like, good little, I don't know, tips or advice or phrases to live by. Yeah, we've got some good stuff in here, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this conversation. If you know Likewise Lore, you know that we've actually had, like, lots of topics on our episode notes doc for a while, which is so fun. And this one's been on there for a while, so it's no exception to the rule. But now that we have, like, our monthly themes, like, they're a bit more organized. And so now we know, like, more of an idea of when things are coming out. So we've been looking forward to this one for the past, I don't know, 2 months that we've had it planned out. So yeah. I'm excited. Like, actually planned out, not just on the doc.
Yeah, like, full on, there was notes.
Yes. So, as always, we're going to start with roses and thorns. So, Sam, what are your roses and thorns for the week?
All right, I'll just get my thorn out of the way. And it's just that I've been sleeping terrible. Like, I've still been adjusting to my bed. It's not going well. There's been, like, a lot of storms at night, too, which, like, I don't mind usually. But, like, when it's something so loud that, like, it wakes you up, it's kind of hard to, like, I don't know, fall back asleep. So there's just a lot of things causing me to not sleep well, which is not fun. And then my rose is that my book, Eyes of Ice, Heart of Fire, released. And my release day was yesterday, well, from, like, when we recorded. But my episode, my co-host interview, came out yesterday as well. And I listened to that at work today. And it was just, like, so fun to listen back to and, like, hear myself talk before it came out and, like, what I was saying about it. And then, like, my author copies that I had ordered came yesterday. I wish they would have came, like, at the early end of the delivery window so that I actually could have, like, sent off my, like, couple PR copies I'm doing early to, like, get them to people by my release day. But, like, Amazon just loves to get in the way of that. And then I did go out to dinner with my friends, and it was really good. And I've just gotten so many sweet, sweet messages. So if you are somebody who has, like, commented, shared, messaged, anything supporting my release, like, I appreciate you so much. And you really made my day 10 times better. Like, every message just made me want to cry. Literally, when I woke up in the morning and started getting ready for work, I hadn't even, like, posted anything yet. Like, everybody else in my life was still sleeping. Like, I went to the bathroom, came out, and I had a DM from someone saying, like, happy release day, bestie. And I was just like, oh, like, it's like, not, we weren't even having, like, a conversation. Like, it was just like,
that's
a,
the cutest
they
thing.
Had it Aww. Ready to go. And I so loved that. It was so nice. And then I didn't put this down, and I know I've already talked a lot, but I have to say, I got my books from the Target sale in the mail. And unfortunately for you, if you're listening, the Target sale's over. But, and also unfortunately for you, you can't see this, but I'm going to show Issa my pink stack.
Oh my gosh, right! I forgot!
Yes, because every book I got was pink. I got Wild Love, Night Shift by Annie Crown, and How to End a Love Story. Which,
oh my gosh,
okay, also,
so cute.
I just watched Hayley Pham read How to End a Love Story in her, like, most recent video, and now I'm scared because she, right off the bat, was liking it and then, like, had a moment where it all shifted for her, like, really fast, and she, like, started not liking it. Which I know, like, don't let people's opinions sway you or whatever, but I will say, out of, like, most BookTube people, she does have, like, the most similar reading taste to me, I think. Which is weird, because yeah. you, I feel like you think opposite with her
yeah,
opinions.
Yeah, no,
but I haven't read a lot of the same books as you
yeah.
with her.
I know, we've, like, the ones that we have in common with Haley fam, like, are opposite from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, my opinions on some books, like, some really popular books, are, like, vastly different from, like, the majority of people. So I'm like,
yeah,
you know what, really take my opinion with a grain of salt then. I was, like, thinking about it. I don't really think I have a thorn this week. Like, it's just, it's such a fun week, honestly. So my rose is that Sim's a published author or poet or both. Yes, absolutely. So, and I'm, like, so excited, like, seeing, like, Sam, like, seeing this whole process with you. It has been so much fun, especially since, like, knowing you in college and, like, knowing, like, not know, knowing that you liked poetry, but you're like, ah, this is just something I do for fun, just to get, like, creative out if I have too much in me or whatever, you know? And then, like, really meeting our author friends and getting to know them and hearing about, like, their indie publishing journeys and stuff, and then seeing, like, that spark light in your eyes, like, it's been so much fun being on this end of it and just seeing everything happening, or as much as I can, I guess, from being halfway across the country.
Right.
but no, it's been so much fun, and I feel like, I don't even know, like, I'm so proud and so stoked, like, it's so, so exciting. Oh my gosh, I say so, so much. Sorry, guys.
Me too.
LOL. another rose, okay, which is, like, also low-key a thorn, but I'll explain my thorn. It's not really a thorn. It's a rose. Okay, last night, I went to PBR, which is professional bull riding. No, I did not ride the bulls. I watched the professional bull riders ride the bulls. And oh my word, I had the time of my life. It was so much fun. And I went with two of my work friends, one of whom was actually one of mine and Sam's sorority sisters. She was a senior when we were freshmen. And I told her last night, I was like, if someone would have told me 6 years ago, like 6 years ago, Issa, so 2018 Issa, yeah, you'll be hanging out with a PC-15 at PBR, like at a professional bull riding thing. I'd be like, you're joking. Absolutely not. There's no way that would ever happen. And then she just laughed. She's like, no, that's so fair. I'm like, yeah. And like, she's been to these things before and it was so fun. So she was explaining it to me and my other friend. Our other friend though, like, she's been to like rodeos and she's the one who I talk about a little bit, like, who's always off doing something, going to Iowa, going to
right.
anywhere and everywhere. Oh my gosh. About to go to Europe in the next couple weeks. Miss girl. Oh my gosh. Ugh. Going on like literal concert tour, going to 3 shows in Colorado and then coming back and then going to like 4 more shows here or something. I don't even know. I'm like, I just want to live your life. That's so fun. But no, it was so good. And I texted them when I got home. I was like, guys, I literally had the time of my life. This was so much fun. I can't wait for tomorrow. Ah, all the things. And so, like, my thorn with this is that there's only one more night, which is tonight. And then I have to wait until next year for when they come back. So that's, like, so sad. But now bull riding is becoming, like, a whole personality trait of mine. Like, this morning before I went into, like, my church office and did my weekly duties there or whatever, I was watching 2019 Nashville PBR championships.
It's
oh
so
my gosh,
funny.
It's so funny. It's literally so much fun. I highly recommend.
That's been me ever since I watched the NASCAR limited series on Netflix. I got obsessed, and like every single weekend now I check the like standings from like the race. And then I also, like, before it happens, like, on Saturdays, I go and I look to see, like, who got pole. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, Kyle Larson got pole. Like, it's been the funniest thing. And there's also a race weekend in Kansas in May. And, like, tell me why the tickets aren't that bad. They're, like, $176 a person, which is, like, that sounds...
You should go.
I think I should go, too.
Like, especially with all the author money you're about to make.
my gosh, that's so funny. The way we're like laughing because it's actually like, I don't, who knows when these costs are ever going to pay for themselves.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Honestly, I love spending money on my hobbies.
You know what? Same.
Like, I do.
Oh my gosh. A couple weeks ago or last week or days ago, I don't know. I posted on our story. I was like, of all the hobbies, why does mine have to be like the most expensive one? It was like, I'm going to concerts. Mm. And oh my gosh, that's all I can think about now. It's like, no, literally all of my hobbies are like so expensive.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm playing soccer again, I have to get new shoes, and new shoes are so expensive. I mean, they're like, the ones I want are like 150, which isn't bad, but it's also like, girl, it's literally just adult.
Right, you're like, $150 shoes. Wait, speaking of hobbies as an adult, my sister texted me like pretty late last night to say that they just voted in my dad as the new president of the bowling league for next year.
Money! Oh my gosh!
That's so exciting. Yeah, I was like, this is like so funny, but also like so awesome at the same time.
It's so on brand. I love this.
It is so on brand.
Oh my gosh, speaking of your dad, are you related to Christo?
Oh,
do we know yet?
I haven't asked. I keep forgetting.
Oh, Sam, we need to know.
I know.
Christo, if you're listening, let us know.
Christo, if you're listening, let me know.
Imagine this got back to him.
Imagine he's somehow just like so much more into genealogy than my dad, and he like already has him tracked down.
He already knows. He's like, Sam, I've actually been waiting for you to reach out. Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait, okay, another rose is my sister, she's still reading, which I'm actually kind of surprised that she hasn't stopped reading that yet. She's been reading for like 2 weeks now. I've been convincing her to read all of our like indie author friends, or like to read all of our indie author friends books, and so she's like slowly making her way, not slowly, she's like making her way through them
pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah, I know. And it's so funny, and like I send Sam the her text that she sends me at 3 a.m. and she goes, oh yeah, so the second picture today that I sent you, it was from 3:30 this morning. She goes, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how late it was, but blah 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 blah. Okay, night night, love you.
I'm like, maybe you would have realized by the fact that you've sent like 20 texts and none of them have been responded to.
I know, I was like, I was asleep. Oh my gosh, no, she's so funny. I'm obsessed with her, and her commentary, it's hilarious. Like, I live for it. It's so funny.
I love that. That'd be some good content.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, no, and then I told her when I got home today, I was like, yeah, no, Sam, she thought it was so funny too. She's like, wow, she doesn't hold back. And Olivia's like, no, I don't. I was like, yeah, I know.
You're like, that's why we said that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways, sorry.
Anyways, so perfectionism. Our best friend. I actually did not think for most of my life that I was a perfectionist. I thought I was not, because I was a like professional procrastinator, and I thought that since I was such a procrastinator that like I could not be a perfectionist, not realizing that that was like a huge part of being a perfectionist.
That's so funny. See, like, I don't know, I don't want to say that like I've always known I'm a perfectionist. I mean, like, in some aspects like of my life I'm absolutely a perfectionist, in others absolutely not. But I think a lot of it from when I have known, and, like, I also know I'm a procrastinator, but a lot of it was because I was like, you know what? If I procrastinate, then I don't have time to rethink what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, first draft, final draft. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, my... So I think, like, in that, like, kind of opposite of you, which is funny.
Right. Like,
because I was like,
knew.
Wow, I am a perfectionist, but I also just don't want to do the work right now. I don't want to like have this consume my life, so I'm going to do the other things that I want to do instead of this. And then it came down to the wire. I was like, frick, I have to do this now. And I was like, well, it's good enough.
Yeah, when I feel
even
like,
though it wasn't,
when I was younger, and by younger I don't mean like really young kid, I mean more of been like probably like high school and stuff, I doing like work and stuff, I always didn't think I was a perfectionist because like in my brain there wasn't anything telling me like that it had to be perfect. It was just like, well, no, I just like, I want to do well, like I want to succeed and I want to like achieve these things, and like I had these things I wanted to do, so I just was like, no, I'm not a perfectionist, I'm just like, I'm driven, and I like, you know, it wasn't and I was like, I don't care if it's perfect, like I didn't have anything being like it has to be perfect, but it, I think there definitely was a lot of like, well, I was telling myself like I just wanted something to be good, like my subconscious was probably like, perfect is good or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I also love my family, but also grew up with like my family always like pushing us to do our best and be our best like at all times, and so like if we weren't doing what we knew we were capable of, or if we weren't performing at like the standard that like our parents or like our teachers or whoever else set for us, then it wasn't good enough. And we also grew up with the phrase, good isn't good enough, which like is so like, I am grateful for that to an extent, but then I don't know, it's like a hard mentality to get out of, like in like my personal life, like separating my personal life from like my work or like my professional life with that in mind, you know. And so I don't know, I think like there are just so many things contributing to perfectionistic habits.
Yeah, and the other thing too is like when you have friends who like, I don't know, are very like vocal about being a perfectionist, that was the thing for me too. I had friends who like talked about being such a perfectionist, to where I was just like, that ain't me, like like
couldn't be me,
could not be me. But then now I'm like, oh yeah, no, that was me too. And it just like, just because how like you see somebody else's like behaviors in action doesn't, or like their thoughts, their mindset about perfectionism, doesn't mean that you don't also maybe have some of those things, because it's different for everybody. And what kind of what we're gonna get into is like what's really underneath it, like why we have these things, like perfectionist habits, like why we're doing them, because I think for everybody it's different, like it stems from like different fears, or like honestly, yeah, fears, different fears, personality traits, and things, and then it presents different on the outside too. So like I said earlier, like just thinking, oh, I'm just driven, or like ambitious and like really motivated, but like somebody else it might be more like, oh, they're maybe confident and take a lot of initiative and they're a leader or whatever. Like I think it looks different for everybody at just as much as it is coming from different fears and things on the inside.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I've not thought about it that way before. I mean, I guess I haven't really like thought about perfectionism and all the nuances and complexities behind it and stuff, because like like I've said like, oh my gosh, I'm such a perfectionist, blah 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 blah, and then people in my life would be like, Issa, have you seen XYZ? Like, you're absolutely not. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. But I think, like, that's also just, like, one of the ways where, like, it does, like, physically manifest differently for every person, or, like, how it looks, how it's different for every person, you know? And, like you're saying, like, it comes from different motivations, it comes from different fears, it comes from different like whatever for each person, but and then it also looks so different for each person, and then like even in that it looks, it can, oh my gosh, sorry, I just feel like I'm in a revolving door right now, just saying the same thing that you're saying but being like, oh my gosh, no, I'm saying something totally different, blah, blah, blah. But basically like it, like in my life, perfectionism is not present in every single facet, in every single area, but it is present in a lot of areas, or in a couple of areas, or whatever. Like, it's not the same every single day, but it's typically in more creative fields than it is more logical and analytical areas of my life.
Yeah, that's a good point. I feel that. It's definitely a creative thing For me too. I think for like a lot of people it is. Maybe I just think that because like that's who I surround myself with is a lot of creatives. But yeah. Oh, I totally forgot to make that a real note. Well, I guess I'll just say it now because I just reminded myself of it. I always like, I like to say that I'm like a lazy perfectionist. It's funny. It's like just like you saying you're a lazy extrovert, but just because like I think a lot of times when people don't think they're perfectionists or other people would say no, you're totally not, is when maybe you are more of like this lazy perfectionist where like, oh, when I'm like making, most of the time when I make like a graphic, a TikTok, a post, like I don't care that it's perfect. Like I just like make a quick post or something. Like if I really wanted to make the most elaborate outfit of the day TikTok, I would like film it really nice and edit it and do all this stuff. But no, I literally just put on a song and I lip sync in my bathroom with like my phone propped up on my mouthwash and like a filter on, and then I post it. Like I don't even, you know, it's like not something I'm putting a lot of effort into, but I think it's because it's not something I'm like craving having such like big results from. But then when you're like when I would like write papers or something in college or like work on a big project, I would like procrastinate so much and put it off because like it was higher stakes. I guess. So I don't know. I just think I'm a lazy perfectionist because a lot of other people, they're like, oh, like it just takes me forever to like make this, these Instagram posts because like I'm not happy with the way any of them turn out or whatever. And that, I think that happens with me sometimes, but it's only when we're doing like our big rebrands and like branding because it's like feels permanent. But when it's just like a post for an episode, I'm just like, here you go. Like, here's this fun little thing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I totally hear you on that. I mean, I do get kind of anxious about it because I'm like, no, I want it to look good, but I don't want it to look like it's so forced. So, like, I don't want all this and that, blah, blah, blah. So that's why, like, I wait until the last minute because, again, like, if I don't have time, if I don't have time to, like, rethink something or if I don't have time to, like, give it a second look or get or find something I don't like about it, then my first draft is good enough to be my final draft. And that is what I've lived by, like, since high school. Like, literally since probably middle school, actually, I think. Like, I've been saying first draft, final draft. Like, first draft equals final draft. Like, there's nothing in between. I don't care. I really could not care less about it. But I don't know, like, with my freshman year in college, like, I had a big paper. We had the big, like, history paper that we had to write. Where we had, like, the projects in between.
Oh, and they made you turn it in and, like, draft some parts. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't do those.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, the day that it was due, and I wrote the whole thing, did all the research for it in 3 hours, turned it in with, like, 4 minutes to spare, and then I got a 98% on the paper. And I'm not saying to do that, but I also know that, like, having a deadline, like, kind of works for me. But also, and, okay, perfectionistic tendency. Like, the beginning of the podcast, I edited out as many ums, likes, awkward silences, pauses as I could. Because I didn't want us to sound like we're stupid. And saying, like, all the time. But then, I got really tired, so then I stopped.
Yeah, now we just let slide.
Yeah, and now I do sound stupid because I say and like and
I think I say like okay. More now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and I don't know, it's just, it's so funny. Frick, I forgot what I was saying. But yeah, no, I'm kind of right there with you. Like, if I have time to make a post, I really just don't want to do that. Like, when we were doing our Week of Love stuff, I was really stressed. I was like, I need to get all this stuff done before, like, we give the folders over to the authors because, like, I want it to look like we put effort into it. But then I was also like, I don't really want to do that because then I'm just going to be thinking about it the whole time. Be like, oh my gosh, what if they hate this? Oh my gosh, what if they hate that? Oh my gosh, I should have done this better. Oh my gosh, blah, 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 like, all the things. Versus, like, the things that we put in there kind of last minute. It wasn't that it was an afterthought, but it was just that, no, this is what we like right now. And then that was the stuff that they posted. I was like, oh, cool.
Right.
Great. Thanks.
That's so funny. True. I had found this quote, and it was funny. There was like an argument on the Pinterest thing I found it on about what book it was from. Like, this person was like, I'm like 100% sure this is from like this Brené Brown book. And this person's like, no, this is the Imperfect Whatever by this person. And then somebody else was like, no, it's 100% Brené Brown. I'm like, okay, so don't take my word for it, but it could be Brené Brown.
Or it could be someone else.
Or it could be someone else. But it said, perfectionism is self-destructive because perfection doesn't exist. It's an unattainable goal. And so that I thought that was like a good reminder for like, oh yeah, like it's not real. Like, perfect is such a subjective thing. Like, it's not real. And so if we're so focused on being perfect, it becomes so self-destructive because we adopt these like unhealthy habits or like harmful mindsets that we get stuck in. And so it's good to like, I don't know, take a moment to like reflect, maybe, I don't know, pull out a journal, like write down the ways you see yourself being a perfectionist, or like maybe what some of the things you do that you, I don't know, you let slide or you don't realize are harmful, because then you can catch yourself doing it and be like, no, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Mm-hmm. I think like perfection, while it is an unattainable goal and we shouldn't be striving for it in a way that's like, no, we have to be perfect. If we're not perfect, then we're nothing. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing to strive for perfection. Like, mm-hmm. I think that striving for perfection is okay, so long as you're allowing yourself the grace to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you're not allowing yourself the, if you're not allowing yourself to make mistakes, if you're not allowing yourself to fail, if you're not allowing yourself to, like, learn from things, then you're never going to take risks that you probably should be taking in life.
Yeah.
Like, with your poetry collection, if you're scared of it failing or if you're scared of not being perfect, probably wouldn't have released it.
Right.
You know? And so it's, like, so important to grow and to, like, do things in search of perfection, but also know, okay, perfection, it's not actually attainable because there's no way we could ever be perfect. But it's also okay to go after that and be as perfect as I can, or be mm-hmm. as good as I can, or be as like the best version of myself that I can. But it's also okay to fail. It's also okay to like make mistakes, and if that happens, I need to figure out like, okay, what went wrong? How can I be better? Like, how can I make better decisions? Or how can I get to if I failed at point C, like how can I get around that? Or like, how can I make another stepping stone, or you know, something. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I love that, because it's like, yes, it's true. It's like the two things can be true at once thing, which, first of all, tune in next week for that topic.
Next week.
But like, we can say perfectionism is like harmful or whatever, and that's an unattainable goal, but that's not us telling you to like don't strive to be like the best you can be either. Like, don't think like, well, it's not worth putting in the effort because I can never be perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like still strive for greatness. Think like, oh, I can never be perfect, but like, also I do like the word perfect, like in some context, like perfect by One Direction. I love perfect. Yeah. Like, I love like telling, like saying something's perfect, or like whatever, like you love something so much that you're like, yes, this is perfect. I think that's like a great little, I don't know, affirmation. But yeah, definitely still just like strive to be the best mm-hmm. you could be. Don't just think, well, I can't be perfect, so I'm not gonna try.
Yeah. Okay, hot take though. And it's not just since I've started reading, but I kind of don't like it when people tell people that they're perfect. I'm like, bleh.
Oh, like in a book, like a romance book?
Yeah, or like even, and seeing it in movies too, I'm like, shut up, you know that's not true. but I mean, like One Direction once said, baby, I'm perfect for you. Right. Not, I'm just perfect, or you're just perfect.
Right.
No. Sorry.
I love it in like,
I know that's like totally going against like what we're just saying, but right.
I feel like I love it in like internal monologue.
Yeah, that's fine. But not out loud, though.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry not to put words in your mouth. No, you can like it. It's fine.
Well, I do not remember, like, half the things I, like, read in the book. Like, I'll remember, like, the quotes and, like, moments that suck out so much to me that I can't get out of my head. But, like, you ask me about one of my 5 stories, you're like, oh, does, like, the MMC ever tell the FMC that she's perfect? I'm gonna be like, I don't know.
No clue. Yeah, no, I feel like usually it's, like, when, like, the guy or girl is like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough for you. Oh my gosh, I suck. I'm terrible. Your family's gonna hate me. How am I gonna fit into your life? I'm not. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they can, like, never hate you. You're perfect.
You're perfect. Oh, if they don't like you, then I'm leaving them forever. No, shut up. Get out of here. Sorry, total tangent.
That's so funny.
That is not perfect. It's the opposite, actually, for me.
That's so funny. Okay, well, we've already talked about it a little bit, but we figured we would talk about some of the, like, habits that we see in ourselves, like, things that genuinely Issa and I do. And we've definitely talked about procrastination a lot and probably, like, why we do it, so we could probably move on from that. But another one of the, like, habits we have is just, like, spending too much time on, like, super minor details, which overall just, like, hurts your productivity, because it's like, oh, you're trying to make a poster when we're trying to make our, like, new podcast cover or something. Like, when we don't feel like what we've designed is, like, the one yet, obviously we want to keep working on it, but, like, we start changing the tiniest thing. We'll change, like, the font colors over and over and over again. We try every combination of font colors. We try every placement with the different colors, like, doing those tiny things. And sometimes, like, that's just not going to be the solution. Like, maybe something else is a bigger problem, you know?
Yeah, I fully agree. And something, like, a habit that I fall into so much is, like, very similar to that, and, like, often includes that, is, like, too much time spent in, like, the planning phase, which then, like, pushes off actually doing something, and then makes it, like, a rush job, or it's, like, too much time planning, and then it just never leaves the planning stage. You know, like, it's just, we're always planning because, you know, focusing too much on the minor details. Like, with Outcast, I feel like we finally reached a good point where we're like, okay, now we can, like, get this off the ground. Mm-hmm. And then we did, and then we never went back. But we were planning that from October to, when was it, like, March?
Mm-hmm.
No, like, February. Late February or something. I don't remember. And we...
So much
planning. Honestly, like, I'm very surprised that it did that we actually did do anything with it, because of how much planning we were doing and just, like, the minuscule planning things. Which, yes, it's important to plan the small things. Yes, it's important to, like, focus on the minor details, but not at the expense of the overall picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Sam was saying, like, when we were doing our season 5 rebrand, we were doing, like, just the color swaps. We're like, okay, well, we like this, but what if it looks different? Because then it might be better. And then we're like, oh, we don't like that as much. And then we're like, oh, we do like that, but now we don't like the picture. Or, like, just all the things. It's like, okay, maybe we just need to start from ground zero. Yeah. Like, it's okay to, like, totally restart and figure things out from there instead of changing teeny tiny little itty bitty things at a time, because oftentimes, like, changing the small things, focusing on the minor things, is gonna take so much more time than just changing the big things.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, like, we spent so much time planning Outcast and, like, had so much stuff planned and, like, far in advance looking ahead, and then obviously it did not go far, but yeah,
and we're like, we should take some of this stuff to Likewise, and then we didn't.
No, we didn't. And, like, we've definitely, like, we have tried to be better at planning, because I think because we know we spend too much time planning and just, like, not deciding on things, like, we just leave things kind of, like, floating around, like, as ideas instead of actually in progress. So, like, now like, our last 2 months of episodes were done, like, 2 months ago, you know? Like, we've had them for months, and but luckily, like, they weren't just ideas. They were, they had more notes or whatever. Like, we actually did plan, mm-hmm. and so it's kind of, like,
fleshed out.
Yeah. But before, we would have just had, like, a bunch of running ideas, but, like, they're not solid, or we're not looking ahead and being, like, when are we recording? What days are the episodes coming out? What guests are we going to have on? Like, let's reach out. Like, all this stuff. And now we're doing that so much, like, better. But it's, like, we spend, like, healthy time planning, especially when we used to, like, do, like, little, like, business calls. But now we're, like, yes. We just don't have, like, that much time, and we text all the time, so we don't really need it.
But we should have a business call soon.
No, we
those are so fun.
Yeah, and they're so fun, and we actually kind of, like, do, like, kind of need one at some point.
We actually do need one. Oh, my gosh. We do really need one. Okay.
But yeah,
putting
so
that on the calendar now.
We're just, like, I don't know, we're doing a good job planning, and it's more like we're not planning as a distraction. Because I feel like before, whenever I spend too much time planning, it's also a procrastination thing. Because it's like I'm putting off starting it, so I'm just going to keep planning it.
Yeah.
I'll make another Pinterest board.
True. That's so true. Oh my gosh.
I'll make another playlist.
Oh, I'm going to do the playlist. Oh,
I'm doing research.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to copy and paste all this stuff here into this other doc.
Right. I'm actually going to just try to make a Notion. I'm going to try to put all of our docs into Notion and use both docs and Notion.
Oh my gosh. No. If you've done it, we've probably also done it. Like, there is no extent to procrastinating actually doing some of our projects that we won't do. Like, because we're just, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes the motivation, a lot of times the motivation is just not there. Like, we love the idea, and, like, we're texting about this idea. We've been so passionate about some things, and, like, we're, like, texting back and forth. We're like, okay, this is fully fleshed out. Like, we have, like, the start, the middle, the end of this. Okay, cool, let's go do it. Nothing. Like, yeah. As soon as we, like, set up and we're ready to go, like, every single idea, every single little bit of inspiration, every little bit of motivation, gone. And we sit there and we're like, so, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go make a playlist. I'll go make a Pinterest board. I'll go do this. I'll do that. Like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Oh, I'll make a snack real quick because maybe that'll help. Sometimes it does, but usually it's just procrastination.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows, I'm never not snacking.
That's funny. So obviously we know, like, what are the things we do, and we know there's so many more, like, perfectionist habits that people do, but, like, these are just the ones we do. So I'm sorry if you're not, like, a procrastination perfectionist, because, like, this is very specific to those of us who are.
This is our likewise lore.
This is, yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I yelled that at you.
No, it's so funny.
I'm really sorry. It's the passion.
So obviously, like, we know we do these things, but, like, why? You know, like, why do we feel this way? What's underneath it? What are our fears?
A lot of them.
Right. A lot of them, but we'll only give you a couple. So the first one is just, like, having unrealistic standards. And, I mean, I guess, like, maybe other people also could be putting, like, an unrealistic standard on you, but I feel like for me it's more like I just have, like, an unrealistic standard for myself or for a specific project, but I don't even know what that standard is. I think that's, like, what happens with us a lot, is we're like, I just know it's not right, but it's like we don't know what it needs to actually be or what we actually want, but we know this is not what we actually want. We just have, like, this unrealistic, like, impossible vision. Like, it's like we don't even know what it is, but we're not there, and we know that.
And something that I fall into so much is just, like, I'm the queen of talking about doing things and never doing them. Like, I do it all the time. Like, I am just so scared of, like, failing or, like, of things, you know, of the unrealistic standards. Like, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know this isn't it. Or, like, if I do have an idea, I'm like, if it's not coming out exactly how I want it to, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. And I don't want people to see this if it's not the way I want it to be.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Or, like, just scared of, like, something not getting the response you want. Like,
Yeah.
Not that I've never really had anybody give, like, a negative reaction, but, like, you can definitely see, like, if something gets, like, no engagement, you're like, oh, it wasn't good.
Yeah, like, I think it's only been maybe a couple of times where, like, the things we've actually spent a lot of time on have gotten the engagement that we wanted. Usually, it's the things that we spend maybe 2 minutes on, and it's like, oh my gosh, people love this. They're eating it up. Like, the reel we did, it's like, do you think we're besties in every universe? That one took me, like, 5 hours to do, and I'm so glad it got, like, 300 likes or whatever. Like, it got the engagement we wanted. But then another one that also got a lot of engagement that I feel like maybe didn't take a super long time was a couple years ago, Sam, like, you just posted, like, a snippet of you playing the piano and, like, some text over it. And that got so much engagement. And it's, like, we really, like, yes, we need to try hard and, like, we need to, like, figure out, like, what works. But at the end of the day, like, we don't need to, like, fit this mold that we think we do. Like, the simplest things are sometimes, like, the best things that we can do. And that's what's going to, like, bring people to us or, like, make us friends or make us famous or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's true. And then I guess this is also, like, the exact same thing as these other ones. But the last one was just, like, that we do this because, like, we fear, we think that it's not going to come out exactly how we want it to. So we're just, like, never going to finish. Like, we're never going to stop working on it, planning it, whatever, changing the little details because every single time it's not exactly what we want. But it's not that it's not what you want. It's just that you're scared it's not good enough, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I hear you.
That's me all the time. I think, like, I think that's the reason that I haven't, like, painted in a while. Sorry, not to, like, just make this about me, lol. But it's because, like, I always have, like, these visions or, like, I always have this idea of what I want to do, but, like, I know I'm not skilled enough to do that, and so then I just, like, don't do it. But then I know, like, I'm not gonna get better if I don't practice, but I really hate not being good at things. So I'm like, if I'm not good at it, or if it doesn't come out the way I want it to, or, like, if it's not gonna be exactly how I want it, or even, like, close to how I want it, then it's not worth it. So I'm, you know, always working to get out of that mentality. But it's also part of my competitiveness with myself and just being better than everyone else. So
I'm so sad because I had something else I wanted to add and I can't remember, and I was trying to remember.
Oh, no.
And I still can't, but it's fine. Maybe it'll come to me during this next section. So kind of like the last thing we wanted to focus on with this was, like, okay, let's get into tips and tricks. Like we say, we're not a how-to podcast, but
we're a tips and tricks podcast,
right? We can't just, like, talk about this topic and be like, yeah, this sucks, like, we do these bad habits because we have these fears, but then not offer any suggestions for, like, what you can do about it. So we're gonna offer some suggestions,
and if we have to,
right, if we have to give some advice we're not gonna take. But
you know what though,
right, no, we need to take it. The first one is to just, like, be more self-compassionate. So, like, instead of telling yourself, like, do more, like, or whatever. That's, like, kind of a weird example, but that's what I saw on something else. Instead of just, like, telling yourself, like, you need to do more, like, or, like, keep trying, that it's not good enough, you could just tell yourself, like, I'm doing my best. Like, don't overwork yourself.
I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I know, like, we've had, like, a whole episode on burnout before, and that was really funny because I think at that point we were feeling really burnt out. We're like, what do we talk about? We're like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we talked about burnout? LOL. So, like, very similar to getting through burnout, like, what can we do to get through not get through, but conquer, I guess, perfectionism? I don't even know. So, like, similar to getting through burnout, like, you kind of just have to do it. Like, just do it. there's a reason that that's Nike's slogan and why it's so popular. Like, sometimes you just need to be, you just need to do something and be okay with it not being perfect. Sometimes be okay with it not even being good. So you can say that you did it or that you tried it or that, like, you've made progress. And LOL at me saying if I'm not good at something, I don't want to do it. But, like, we all know the saying, like, practice makes perfect. But in high school, I can't remember who said it. But, and I'm sure it wasn't, like, just at my high school, like, someone else said it, and then people picked it up, and were just saying it everywhere and stuff, but, like, I was in leadership, and so, like, we always had, like, these motivational, inspirational quotes and stuff. It's, like, it's not practice, or practice doesn't make perfect, practice makes progress. It's, like, oh, that's so cheesy, but, like, it's so true. It's, like, no, just because you're not good at something now doesn't mean you won't be good at it later.
Mm-hmm.
But it also does not mean that you're going to be perfect at it later, but you will be better than you were today if you practice, or if you, like, try it at least.
Yeah, I love that. And then the other one is, okay guys, also I remembered my other point I was gonna make, so I put it in here. It came to me. But it's kind of like from that productivity sense, like, just because we're procrastinators, or like we focus on too many little things and it hurts our productivity. Something I don't do, but, like, I know other people like doing, I know I would hate doing this, but, like, setting, like, app blockers or, like, time limits for, like, scrolling on social media, doing, like, sprints, like, 20 minutes on, 10 minutes off, like, doing stuff like that, if you just, like, really want to be getting stuff done, but you have a hard time with, like, being distracted by these other things, or, like, finding new things to like, help you put something off, And then, somewhat related, my other point was, like, self-imposed deadlines, because, like, as people who are procrastinators in their perfectionism, we've realized, like, we do thrive off of making, like, self-imposed deadlines, but we also don't, like, beat ourselves up when we don't meet the deadline. Like, when we go past it, we're like, oh, that was just, like, a really ambitious goal, and it's not, like, an excuse, because, like, usually they are a really ambitious goal, but it does get us, like, actively thinking about it and being like, ooh, yeah, we did say we would do this by this date. We get to that date and we're like, ooh, we said we'd do this. Let's work on it. Or, like, let's wrap that up or whatever. Like, we have something we, like, started doing last week that we were like, oh, next weekend is our, like, deadline. And we'll see.
But LOL at you saying self-imposed deadlines and we don't beat ourselves up, because LOL at me every single week posting a close friend story, guys, I can't do this. And I can't, episode's gonna be late, sorry, because it's supposed to go up at like 3 a.m. every Saturday. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes, actually, okay, I feel like usually it does. But lately, usually it doesn't. So I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And like Sam's, co-host interview, gonna out myself. I did not even realize that it was supposed to be up that day. Like, I never know what day of the week it is. Like, today is, it's Thursday. The only reason I know that is because I just looked at my calendar. I really thought it was Friday. But Tuesday night, before I, like, when I laid down, I was like, oh my gosh, tomorrow's Wednesday. Oh my gosh, Sam's episode is supposed to be up. I was like, I'll do it in the morning. And then I woke up, I was like, what a nice day to be alive. And then, like, a couple hours later, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do Sam's episode. So, that is also something Issa's working through, is not beating herself up about self-imposed deadlines. But also, it's hard when people are relying on you for those deadlines. I'm so sleepy right now. Oh my gosh, and the sun is out.
Oh, that's been the worst thing, is that I've been getting so sleepy at like 9:30 and then like sleeping terrible. Like, why is that happening?
That's so sad. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Do you have any final remarks? Sorry, got distracted at the end there.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were like done. I don't know. I feel like there's some good, like, just if you kind of, I don't know, liked this topic and want to hear more, like, or see more, whatever, there's some really good, like, graphics on Pinterest and things from, like, actual, like, doctors and, like, therapists and people, like, who, like, I don't know a lot more.
People who have degrees.
People who, like, show
it. Like, higher degrees than...
Than us. Yeah, or, like,
in... Because I realize I do have a degree, actually.
Yeah, I do have one of those. Like,
that's crazy to think about sometimes.
Yeah, no, I forget I have a degree sometimes, and it's, like, totally not because I don't, like, use it.
I know, I'm like... I definitely don't use mine.
But, yeah, if you want, like, a more well-rounded look at it, or, like, maybe you can't relate to the ways that we're perfectionists, but you are one, and you want to, like, maybe apply it to yourself more, like, there's definitely some really good stuff on Pinterest. And you don't even have to, like, work that hard to look for it. Like, I literally just looked up beat perfectionism and perfectionism, and I found some good stuff.
That's so good. I love that. I don't have anything else.
Yeah, that's it. Except that I'm drinking a wild berry poppy, and it's really good.
Oh.
And I had
exciting. I've never had a poppy before. Oh my gosh. Before. Or Olipop. I don't.
This wild berry poppy is, like, the one that comes in, like, the tall can, and it was, like, a 7-Eleven exclusive or whatever. But now it's, like, in regular stores. Or at least I can get it in a regular store. I don't have a 7-Eleven.
Oh my gosh, wait, you don't?
Yeah, no, isn't that crazy?
Hey, that's wild.
But the wild berry poppy tastes like... It's kind of different from other poppies to me. It reminds me of, like, the flavor of an Alani, but, like, if you obviously don't want 200 milligrams of caffeine. But, like, if you kind of, like, if you're like, I kind of want an Alani, like, but I don't want caffeine, have a wild berry poppy.
Huh. Interesting. Oh my gosh, I love Alani. I want one right now.
That'd be so good.
That'd be fun. Okay. So our favorite part of every episode is always Song of the Week. And I'm excited to hear about yours too. So what is your Song of the Week this week of perfectionism? What's your perfect song?
Oh, my perfect song is All We Ever Do Is Talk by Delwater Gap. And I love him. And he's opening for Niall.
Yes. I'm so excited. When we found that out, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
I need to learn more of his song, but I'm so excited. So, at the time of recording, this song is not out. But I'm subscribed to this artist's, like, newsletter. And he sent a newsletter out this week talking about, like, how his song's coming out or whatever this week. On Friday, tomorrow, the day after we record this, the day before the episode comes out. Anyways, he put a little sneaky link. I thought that was funny. He put a little sneaky link in his newsletter email that was to the whole song on YouTube. And it's so good. I'm obsessed with him. And, like, I love when artists, like, post teasers on their socials and stuff. But this is, like, full song. I was like, yes! I'm so stoked. So, my song of the week this week is Bones Shake by Hazlitt. And I just love... I love that little Aussie man. He's so fun.
That's so fun. I love that.
Yeah.
Can't wait to listen, like, to it when it's out.
Yeah. I can send you the YouTube link.
Oh, and I'm going to listen to the Tortured Poets Department tonight. Oh, I'm going to be too sleepy to listen to it at 11 p.m.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited about the fact that, like, I just feel like at least three of those songs are about Matt Healy.
Matt Healy. I can't.
Not Matthew, not Maddie.
Matt.
JK. Matty Healy. I swear the smallest man that ever lived is about Matty Healy. Like, there's no way that it's not.
Right, Ratty Healy.
And I can fix... And,
Yeah, I can fix him.
No, really, I can.
Because in the parentheses... Sure. Come on.
Yes.
That's so good.
There's
Maddie.
No way that's not about him. Oh my gosh. And then what was the other one?
I'm scared.
There's another one.
I'm scared for the fact that there's two songs that she's the only person, like, credited with writing on it. Because, like, every other song, it's either her and Jack Antonoff, her and Jack Antonoff Post Malone, her and Aaron Dessner, and then, like, there's two songs that are just only her. Like, she's the only one who wrote on them. And I'm like, terrifying.
No, what was it? You sent me the text today. You're like, Matt Healy. But, because people are like,
Oh yeah, it's this girl on Threads was like, the fact that this album's gonna be more about Healy than Joe or whatever.
Okay, so the two that are only credited to Taylor Swift as the, I almost said authors, as the writers, are My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Tell me that's not Ratty Healy. And, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Okay. That's just so funny. Oh, But Daddy, I Love Him. That one also. Absolutely.
Okay,
So Long London. You can make an argument for any of the boys ever in the world. LOML, yeah. Love My Life. Harry!
Right. Also, I was listening to that song in my car the other day, and I had my volume up really high, and I felt like I transcended to another universe at the intro, and I've never had that experience before. So, I think I've just never had it loud enough.
I'm, like, re-entering my Harry phase, like, right now.
Me too.
Harry Styles phase, sorry.
Sorry, Niall. I'm me procrastinating listening to Niall by listening to Harry.
Yeah, for real. No, literally me. But you know what? That's what the plane ride to Utah for me is for.
Right.
Memorizing his whole set list. Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. We'll end this now before we get into it too much more. Okay, but like seriously, I just need her to confirm that these songs are about Maddie Healy. Like, I need that. Please. Please. Oh, my word. Sim, this was so much fun, and I love all these topics and talking with you through them and about them, and I just think it's such a fun conversation we get to have every week.
Yes. Ah, so fun. It feels like original likewise.
Yes, but in the best way. But yeah, so much fun, and Sim, I just hope you have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all.
Bye. Bye.